We have a klal in Shas, a principle in the Talmud of Onis Rachmana Patre, that if you do something under duress, it's not considered your action and you are patur, you are exempt from punishment. So the Or Sameach, Rebbe Ochanan Wasam, and they point out an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah that if someone is forced to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, so we know normally it's V'chai Bahem, that you have a mitzvah to live, but for three cardinal sins, better Yaro V'yal Yavor, better to give up your life al Kiddush Hashem than to violate the Avera. So one is a murder, idol worship, and illicit relations. So the Rambam writes, if someone's forced to worship Avodah Zarah, someone puts a gun to it and says, Yaro V'yal Yavor. I mean, someone puts a gun to it and says, could worship the idol. So, obviously you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but let's say it's out of your control. You just can't do it because the person's going to kill you. So therefore, the lach is onis rachmana patre, you pater from an onish. Even though you failed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, you're not going to be punished for Avodah Zarah because someone put a gun to your head. On the other hand, the Rambam writes in Hilchos, in the fifth parak of Hilchos, you saw the HaTorah, someone's sick, and let's say the only cure is from an idol worship tree, an Asherah tree. So the lach again is Yarog is mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam writes, let's say a person eats from this tree, so the Rambam writes he gets Makis. So what's going on? It was onus. See, he had no tree, was going to die if he didn't do it. So how come when someone is an onus with a gun to the head by Avodah Zarah, we assume there's no punishment? But if he's onus, that if he doesn't get to eat from this Avodah Zarah tree, he's going to die. That's not considered onus enough where he's putter, he gets Makis. So the Or Sameach, the Rav Ochanan give the following yesod, that the different types of onus. There's one type of onus where physically someone puts a gun to you and says, do this or I will kill you. That's not considered your maisa. It's kind of like if someone took your body and they bent you over. That's not you doing Avodah Zarah. That's him doing Avodah Zarah. So therefore, someone who has a gun to the head is physically being forced, that's not considered your maisa, and that's complete exempt from onish. However, when it comes to the Asherah tree, it's not the same. In other words, by the first case, you wish that your goal would be the Avodah Zarah wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be any Avodah Zarah, and therefore you wouldn't be forced to worship. But in the case of the Asherah tree, the person doesn't wish the tree wasn't there, or else it would be dead. So therefore, you're not totally honest. There is some ratzon, and therefore, there is some culpability. In this case, you're still, according to the Rambam, would be chayav makas. And that's how the Makamen has explained the whole ma'isa with Esther and Achashverosh. Because Esther was married. So how could she, according to one version, she was married to Mordechai, so how could she live with Achashverosh? So the Gemara says, since she's karka olam, she's passive, so she's not obligated to let herself be killed instead of having relations. Therefore, she's an onus, and she doesn't become usher to her husband. However, when she went to Achashverosh on her own to save Klai Yisrael, so yet we assume, then the Gemara seems to say, she can't live with her husband anymore. Why? Because by Achashverosh's case, when he fought, she'd rather him not even be around. But in this case, she needs Achashverosh around to save Klai Yisrael. So even though she did it with Shem Shamayim, it's compared to the Asherah tree in which she become Usher. And that's how the Mishnah Brura reconciles an apparent contradiction. Because the Taz points out there's a stira that the Ramah writes in one place that let's say someone puts a gun to you and says you have to eat, so then you don't have to make a bracha. Because you're an anus. So it's not like your maisa pashtis. However, they also bring down that if someone eats treif because of sakana, in other words, you need something to eat or you're going to die, perhaps you do make a bracha. So which one? They're both ones. So how do you reconcile? So the Chafetz Chaim points out, when you're forced to eat something with a gun to your head, so then that's not your maisa. It's like Esther living with the Achashverosh. Or it's like the person being forced around such a putter for everybody. Or the other, when someone's sick and he needs to eat something which is hasala, so then you do make a bracha because it's not considered anus gomer. Just like she wasn't an anus gomer when she wanted the hatsala, and when you want the asherah tree, so he says, since you want it, you wish the asherah, you wish, you need this food to stay alive, so you're not a complete onus, so therefore you would make a bracha. So we see a difference. You make a bracha when it's total onus, but not if it's only a partial onus gomer. We see the difference regarding Esther not being able to live with Mordechai when she did it ba'onis gomer, when she did it not ba'onis gomer, or like she did it to save Chayis, and that's the difference between the Asherah tree, you don't want it to disappear, versus someone puts a gun to your head, you wish there was no other Zara to bow down to.